This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Listen carefully. To save America, we must defeat Google. We have to neutralize it. We have to dismantle it. And when I say we, I mean our country. And here's why. You know, the flow of voices, the flow of speech is essential to a free society. No informed person can argue against that. We have to have a public discourse. We have to have the ability to debate and argue and to have a diversity of voices and a diversity of opinions in the public space. Otherwise, you don't have a free society. You have a North Korea or a communist China, which, of course, is what Google wants, by the way. So this free speech, this is like infrastructure. You have to have the free flow of speech in the same way that you have to have the flow of commerce. You have to have the flow of water to a city. You have to have the free flow of electricity across a country in order to have a country. You also have to have the free flow of information via individual voices. Freedom of speech. That's why the Founding Fathers made it the First Amendment. First, meaning number one, highest priority, freedom of speech. Because that is the basis upon which any free country even exists. And now Google has decided to cut off that flow of speech of about half the country. If you have conservative viewpoints or if you have libertarian viewpoints, or basically if you just don't kowtow to the insane, deranged, lunatic left, which now has biological boys winning track meets, running as girls and blowing away all the girls' track records, you know, racing records. And they're biological boys, and they just claim to be transgender. Now, and the left is okay with that. It's incredible. The attacks on women are now applauded by the left, but that's another debate altogether. The point is, Google and Facebook and Twitter and so on, YouTube, if you don't bow down to their insane, deranged, just truly mentally ill lunatic views, you are silenced. You are cut off. And by doing this, what they're trying to do is, of course, stifle the culture. They're trying to steal every election. They're trying to say that if you have conservative views, that you don't have the right to speak, nor even the right to exist, according to the left. This must be stopped. This will destroy our country. And this has been argued by none other than the New York Times, by the way. Just recently, the New York Times, at least a representative from the New York Times, was at an event that said, you know what, this is all wrong. You can't have Google or Facebook determining which news sources are trusted and which news sources are not trusted, because you're going to have a monopoly on ideas or allowable ideas. And you can't have a democracy when there's only one allowable narrow window of ideas that's, you know, officially sanctioned by some monopolist organization such as Google or Facebook. The New York Times even argued against it. And the New York Times, of course, is going to get the highest rating of a, quote, trusted organization, even though the New York Times deliberately publishes fake news. Not as much as the Washington Post, but, you know, the whole Russia hoax, Russia collusion hoax fiasco. New York Times has been heavily involved in that, pushing fake news. You know, in reality, if we had a trust system, the New York Times, Washington Post, and CNN, MSNBC should all score near zero in terms of trust because they deliberately fabricate fake news. But again, that's a separate topic. The point is that Google has to be defeated. Now, I've argued in an article on Natural News, you can check it out there, that the way to defeat Google is to do it through government regulation, effectively government coercion, where you have the government putting the screws to these corporations and saying, you have to have a level playing field, otherwise we're going to fine you or we're going to arrest your executives. I mean, we need government for certain things, like to protect a level playing field. I'm not all about big government regulation on every little minute detail of our lives, but one proper role of government is to ensure a level playing field. That's true in Wall Street, you know, stock market trading. That's why we have an SEC. And you know, this is why we're supposed to have an EPA to stop businesses from polluting the rivers and so on. Well, why shouldn't government ensure a level playing field when it comes to online speech? Government should do that. And we should arrest, when I say we, I mean the government. Government should arrest the CEOs of Google and Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg should be behind bars for multitude of crimes, by the way. Not just denying the human rights of free speech, but for surveilling people without their permission, violating their Fourth Amendment rights, lying to Congress. I thought lying to government was a crime. Didn't Martha Stewart go to jail for that? Why is Mark Zuckerberg running free? He should be behind bars. It's time for government to use its coercion and threats of force against the corporations rather than the people. Because government always weaponizes itself against small people. And people are practically defenseless against that. They don't have the money to defend themselves against a government assault on their liberties. But corporations are powerful and wealthy, and they seem to have immunity from government. And yet corporations are exactly who government should be targeting for regulatory punishment or even indictments of their CEOs when they engage in the censorship that Google has made routine. Because Google is putting our entire nation at risk. And as I've written, I fear that this is going to lead to an escalation into kinetic warfare. You take away someone's free speech. You crush their voice. You marginalize them in society. It's a basic human right to be able to speak. And the public space of speaking today is the internet. It's true on Facebook, it's true on YouTube, it's true Google, Twitter, and other places, Instagram, and so on. And yet, this is where people are being targeted and singled out for malicious censorship. And these companies like Google and YouTube, they don't even tell you why you're censored. There's no transparency about these censorship policies. There's no rules. Like, I got my YouTube account shut off again. Yeah, again, the entire account shut off after I posted a video about a woman who cured her stage 4 cancer using CBD. That's a hemp extract, cannabis, right? And all of a sudden, channels shut off again, and I come to find out that videos about cannabis are considered by YouTube to be as dangerous as bomb-making videos, like terrorist videos. Whoa. And I'm like, well, why didn't you effing announce that if that's your policy? It's a black box, people. You post videos, and then YouTube just bans you for new, totally made-up reasons. They just make up on the spot. They don't have anything that's transparent. There's no consistency. There's no appeal. There's no due process or any mechanism by which a reasonable person can present evidence in their defense. The whole thing is a sham. And this is why Google must be defeated, stopped, neutralized, halted. Google is a danger to our society. And it's time to dismantle Google, frankly. That's what we need in this country. We need Google to be gone. And just for the record, I don't condone any violence against Google, not calling for any kind of escalation into kinetic realms or anything like that, although it could lead, I can see someday this going to a civil war if this isn't stopped. But I say use government regulation to force Google to level the playing field and have transparent policies about censorship and ranking algorithms and appeals processes for people who are banned. We need to bring back fairness to the internet, and Google is a threat to our future. We're going to lose our country if we don't defeat Google. Now, I'm launching an alternative to YouTube. It's called Reel.video. And Reel.video, you can sign up for free. You can use it, upload your videos. It launches in July. It's the alternative to YouTube. And we welcome videos on cannabis and CBD and firearms training and, you know, lots of other topics. Natural medicine, home gardening, homeschooling, all the things that Google and YouTube ban. Because Google has become a true danger to our society. So check all that out at Reel.video. Sign up if you'd like to use it. And in the meantime, keep reading naturalnews.com and just understand, Google is more evil now than any other entity in our country, more evil than Monsanto, more evil than the oil companies or the weapons companies or anybody that you hate. Google deserves to be hated even more. They're more dangerous than anyone else at this point.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.